This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
I have Shane McGrath, who is an artist, on the line. Shane, congratulations on your new baby, apparently.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. It's very kind. You're actually speaking to me. I'm sitting in my car at the front because the baby's sleeping in the apartment.
So, so you've been relegated to the driveway, have you?
Exactly. Oh, I'm just hoping no one comes up and starts knocking on the window. So, yes, but thank you very much. And congratulations. I take it I'm speaking to you guys in your new studio.
You are.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
And the really sad thing is, Shane, is that you're actually two streets away, and it would be lovely it would be lovely to have you in the studio, but the rest of the Prize Centre isn't open yet, so we can't have guests in the studio. So we'll be open.
Can I come down? Could I have seen you through the window if I stood outside the building?
You would in the car park across the road and wave.
We're in the back of the building, so you probably could stand in the back street and wave to us.
Gotcha. But hopefully soon.
Well, next week we'll have guests.
Oh, brilliant.
Which is great. Now, Shane, you've been interviewed on Sunday Arts before, but you've also been interviewed on The Art Hunter, my new YouTube show, which your interview hasn't gone to air yet. But we'll come back to that a little bit later. But let's tell people who you are as an artist, and then we'll get to why we're talking to you today as well.
For sure. Well, I'm one of those what you'd call a multidisciplinary artist, so coming from all sorts of different traditional art forms, and then working my way through up to performance and public art and public performance and social engagement, and that was what we talked about on Art Hunter. And I think you got angry at me because we didn't even get a chance to talk about the illustration work that I do as well. So,
and I wasn't aware. Yeah. I wasn't aware of that. You're a beautiful illustrator, and you've done it.
That's very good. And my illustrations are very good too. Thank you very much. Very nice.
where did that come from? Why did you start? Yeah, because what you do is really out there, and it's a performance art. Where did the illustration stuff come from?
Oh, that's kind of one of the things I always did, and I guess like many artists, drawing was the way I would be thinking. So just my ideas would be down on paper and pencil first, and it just kind of grew from there. But as all of us in the creative arts know, it can be a tough business. I actually thought working hard for the money, the song that came in on, was actually just a reference to the arts in general. But you end up kind of spreading yourself all over the place and trying out all sorts of different things. But my performance kind of socially engaged work and public sculpture came from mainly out of my studies, but always got those side things going on. So unless you're Sean Tan, you're not really pulling in the big bucks doing illustration, but I appreciate your feedback. Thank you.
Well, it's really beautiful art. Now, last time you were on the show, over a year ago. It was before COVID. You were talking about one of this performance art that you did down Moorabbin Way, where the song. What was the song?
Well, Jessie's Girl was what the whole project was kind of revolving around.
Yeah.
And, this is kind of the public art that I make. I'm given a place or an event or something, and kind of riff off of that. And so with that as its starting point, I engaged with multiple community music groups, so secondary school groups, the Filipino Seniors Choir, ukulele, Long Beach Ukulele, the pop choir from Moorabbin and Mordialloc, and we staged these musical marches down the street, which ended outside of Rick Springfield's parents' house, where I had my own Rick Springfield on a flatbed truck performing the guitar solo. So it was kind of a celebration of of Moorabbin and Parkdale during the early 80s.
Yeah.
Which is quite often my work's about like highlighting kind of these kind of other parts of non-romantic parts of maybe Melbourne. And So there we go.
But I love it because people were going, you know, like it was down Moorabbin Way and people were on a bus and they would get off the bus and there would be different things that were happening, that, you know, displays they would see, art displays or whatever. But I can imagine what they would have been like when they got off the bus with you and next minute there was a ukulele band or a marching band that they had to join in this procession going down the street singing Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield. Yeah. What did they think? What was the reaction?
Well, people didn't know what to think at first, because we also had a real mixed crowd as well, because quite often these public projects end up having a complete cross section of society in the audience, and so you'll have some that are expecting the unexpected, but most people turn up and it's like, what the hell have we found here? But all the best darn way it was described to me was some people viewing it. They said it was like unadulterated joy. People were just so like smiles on faces. Yeah. They're parading down the street in the suburbs of Parkdale, and it's the last thing they expected to be doing on a weekend. And it's the way I like to think of it is making work for it's a bit of a crossover of high and low art, and you don't quite expect don't quite know where it kind of fits in. But I don't want to say art for the masses, but it's kind of introducing contemporary art to maybe a new and unexpected audience.
And also going down a street and, you know, like the neighbours coming out and experience going, what is going on? And it was multiple times, wasn't it? You did
exactly.
Two or three times.
We ended up doing about 17. We did 17 performances altogether, and it was it started to get a bit of a reputation, and the neighbours would pop out when the next parade was expected down the street, and we had kids on bikes and parents walking along, and it was just so unexpected for everybody involved.
Yeah.
It was just a joy to be involved with, and I just kind of stood back, and all these locals, they just kind of took it and they just ran with it, and it was an amazing experience. Yeah,
And that is such a creative mind, Shane. I just love
it. Thank you.
And one of the other ones you did, which was a football match, we won't go into, but again, really crazy stuff. But
if people want to see more about it, they can go to Public Art Commission online, or the Kingston Arts, or Wyndham Arts and such. They can see more about it on there.
Right, okay. Now, you're studying for your PhD in arts,
which is
a long, hard slog in between of doing all this and having a baby in the middle of it all. What do you want to achieve at the end of your PhD? Lecturing or...?
Well, I was lecturing when I was doing my undergrad in New Zealand, and then when I came here, I found out that I had to be have my doctorate or be in a process of getting it to continue lecturing in contemporary art practice, and that's kind of what I did. So it's one of those cases where you're studying to do the job that you're doing while you're studying, but COVID brought that to. Brought that to an end, like so many other people in the creative arts.
Sorry.
So at the end of it, it's a good question, actually. Like, what's the plan at the end? Well, hopefully to keep making my work, keep my practice going while engaging directly with the culture at large, really.
And Shane, can I just ask you? Obviously, your doctorate is in art practice. What does that actually involve?
Yeah.
Like, what are you at? You know, what is the piece that you're Well, what's your thesis all about?
Well, the two projects that we just mentioned are the kind of the two major projects for the doctor. And so, what started out as performance work, particularly in the public sense, and temporal work as well. So these performances would only last for between 4 to 7 minutes each time. And my doctorate or my focus is around the art object. And the role the art object plays in performance, particularly in contemporary performance, where quite often it's very ephemeral. The focus is purely around the body, whereas I'm trying to reintroduce the sculpture, which is quite often a material, is quite often discarded or put secondary or as a kind of arbitrary after the fact. to the body and to the performance, whereas my focus is on the role of the objects, the importance of the performative object and kind of expanding what that object might be. So it isn't just the props, like the practical things you might hold in your hand while you're doing the performance, but it's including, in the case of Werribee, it includes the football oval, so the actual oval itself, and the pavilion where it took place, and the bus that the audience travelled on to get there, and even the audience themselves. So it's kind of expanding and getting quite specific about what I think is the role of the object and how important it is.
Yeah.
The
football one, he even had football jumpers made. You know, like the old-fashioned woolen football jumpers, not a modern. You know, like the detail is ridiculous, and it's so much fun. Now, you know, you're actually working on something for the City of Melbourne at present as well. Is it called Flash Forward?
Yeah, Flash Forward or Flash Forward Melbourne is the best way people can look it up online. It's quite an amazing project that actually gave birth or was born from COVID and all of the shutdowns and so many creative people who their livelihoods were just suddenly gone. But the focus for us is on the city itself. So City of Melbourne and the Victorian government have partnered up to try and... at its core, it's an employment initiative that has been put together to help get creatives back to work, but also try and revitalise and bring the city centre back
into
to life
Melbourne.
Again.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, you're not actually putting on one of the shows here. You're mentoring, or what's your role?
Well, I'm there in the capacity of an associate producer. So we have multiple producers who are producing works. So the best way to describe would be 80-plus Melbourne creatives creating work in the CBD. So there's the laneways, the focus, and it's within these 40 laneways we have 40 pieces of art and, if possible, 40 gigs or musicians or live performances. And so they're popping up randomly and secretly throughout the laneways of Melbourne, reactivating spaces which people don't normally go to. Even before COVID, they wouldn't necessarily go down into some of these spaces.
Okay.
But it's quite an exciting project where we've already got some projects that have been rolling out already. And I know that in our Art Hunter interview, it was all very secret, and a lot of it still is actually. But if people were interested, they can actually go onto Instagram or they can look up Flash Forward Melbourne. So, but it's forward spelt FWD and then Melbourne MELB. So Flash Forward Melbourne. And they can start seeing these murals and other artworks popping up in the laneways, and the announcement of musical acts and commissioned musical pieces. So it's trying to get the creatives back to work and get people back into the city.
If you've got anything to do with it, it'll be very interesting. Hey, Shane, thank you so much for talking with us today. And what about you? Are you on the socials? Are you active on social media?
Well, if they wanted to see the illustrations, they can go to Shane McGrath Illustration, and then there's McGrath Studio or Shane McGrath Studio as well. They can see some of my other stuff. But it seems these days quite often I post pictures of craft beer and other things. But I'm looking forward to the Art Hunter episode coming out as well. I think I'm my episode 6 or 7.
Around there, but we'll let people know on social media. Hey, lovely to speak to you, and good luck with the new baby. I hope you get lots of sleep.
Thank you so much.
See you later.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. We've been talking to Shane McGrath here from here in Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.